appreciate the Lord for another opportunity to be back at your way of listening. I appreciate all his love and his mercy towards me that renews every morning, his compassions that never fail. I'm always trying to be thankful for all that he's done for me, giving me breath to breathe, giving me a place to live under, giving me food on my table and clothes and shoes on my feet, and most of all, putting me in the church where the real word of God is preached, still being preached today. That's what got me saved, was the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It told me about a man named Jesus, how he shed his blood at Calvary, and I knew it was real. Some people want to make it to be fairy tale or make believe, but I know my Savior ever liveth because he liveth inside my heart. And I want you to know him personally, just like I know him personally, and just like he got alive in me almost 6 years ago. October 16th, 2016 is when I got saved, when I first called out on the Lord, when I really called out to him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. That's when he saved me. That's when he got alive in me. That's when I got real, true, genuine peace and joy, something that only God can give. I tried many things in life, and I've seen people go through heartaches and try so much more than I ever could try. I'm thankful God had his hand upon me. I had a lot of fear in me about, you know, getting sick with cancer and, you know, my lungs failing me from smoking or overdosing and my liver collapsing from alcohol and overdosing on drugs. I had that fear because I heard the word of God, and that's exactly what this world needs, is the word of the Lord. They need real genuine preaching sent from the Holy Ghost, and I'm thankful that I don't have to worry about what the words I'm going to say when I get on this broadcast, when I upload a video to YouTube. I don't have to worry about what I'm going to say because the Bible says the same spirit that saves you will teach you in that same hour what needs to be said. And I trust the Lord that he does and always will, because my faith and trust is in Jesus alone. And I'm sure thankful to be saved today. I want you to know him as your personal Savior. That's the only way that you'll have peace. I know you're going to go your way. I know most teenagers and most people think they know everything. That's the way I was. I know how it is. I know how this flesh works. It tries to work on me every day, this old man. But I'm thankful the inside is where the Lord is. That's the only thing that's good about me, is what's on the inside. But this outward man, it tries to rise up every day. It tries to take me down. It tries to put bad thoughts in my mind. The devil's on a rampage. He is walking to and fro, seeking to whom he may devour. He wants to take you straight to hell. That's where he's going to be. That's where he's going to abide when he passes away. When God takes him out and puts him in the hellfire, that's where he's going to abide for the eternity and eternities. But he wants to take as many people as he can to hell. Hell was created for the devil and his angels. God didn't create hell for us. But if we don't get saved, if we don't repent, like he said in the Bible, if we don't repent of all of our sins, we shall surely all likewise perish. But God gave the propitiation. God sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, God gave his only Son. He gave us illustrations in the Bible, and the only one that will get us saved is the Lord Jesus. The Bible said in the book of Acts, there's none other name given among men whereby we must be saved. You can read right before that. It talks about Jesus of Nazareth, the only one, the one that laid in the manger, because there was no room for him in that inn. He had to lay in a manger. And he died for us, and he did everything for us, is what I'm trying to stress to get across to you. There's no other gods. There's only one God in whom we can get saved. There's only one ticket to heaven, and that's your broken heart and your contrite spirit. When you're really remorse, when you're really sorrowful that you sinned against the Almighty God, not because you went to prison, not because you got a ticket or something happened bad to you in life, and you just got upset and you got in trouble for it. Not sorry because of that reason. Sorry because you did it against the Almighty God. See, you, if you hear today, if you really hear in the preaching, if you're a returning visitor, then you've heard the Word of God. You know what it means to be saved, because God gives the message every time about having a broken heart and a contrite spirit. There's a reason I continue to bring it up. The Holy Spirit in me is bringing it out, because you need to get saved. You need to call out on God and really get that true peace and joy. I guarantee you've never experienced what I'm talking about. I've lived on both sides. I've lived as a sinful man, and I went this way and went that way. I went every way but the right way, that straight gate that's narrow that leads unto life, and few there be that find it. But I pray that God would speak to your heart. If you just open up your heart today and really let the King of Glory come in, I guarantee you'll never be the same. You'll just have so much joy, so much peace in your heart. You'll want to share it with somebody else. You'll want to help your family. You'll want to just help people that you come in contact with. You'll start having prayer. You'll start studying the Holy Bible, the King James Version, the original version. There is no other version of the precious King James Version Bible. People try to rewrite and redo and twist the scriptures to suit their own fancy, but those people are going to have their judgment day. Their time is coming. It grieves my heart how they try to change the Bible and change the scriptures to try to suit their own fancy, to make it look better. They twist the scriptures and take them into the church, and they put ATMs in the church. They said, the Bible says, blessed, you know, better it is for those to give than to receive. They said, see, that's for y'all. That's for the congregation, to give your money to us so that we may spread the gospel further, so we may have these private jets and all these other things and fancy cars and big mansions and big vacations across the world, and we're going to make a new hope. That's full of garbage. That's against the Bible. That's against the Holy Spirit. They're not even saved themselves. I know what I'm talking about. The Holy Spirit is in the message today. Open up your mind and your heart. Don't let the devil take you down a broad way that leads to destruction. Don't let him take you down to hell. That's his goal. That's his ambition. That is what he's here for. He's on a rampage, walking to and fro, seeking to whom he may devour, whether it's Christians, whether it's unsaved, unbelievers. He's trying to take everybody down to hell, because he knows he has but a short time. God is coming back soon. The Bible talks about it in Revelation, the final church age, the Laodicean church age, where things are coming to naught. People are lukewarm, whether they're hot for the Lord or they're cold for it. Everybody's trying to be right in the middle and suit everybody and pat everybody on the back. It's just tulips and roses, but we're living in chaos. We're living in confusion. People are murdering each other for a dollar. They're murdering each other over a relationship, a boyfriend, a girlfriend. They're just killing people. They're raping people. It's just so much across the face of the earth, and they're trying to make things just seem as like if they're just beautiful and okay. And God have mercy on our country. We're in chaos. We just need a whole lot more of the Lord and a whole lot less of this rotten flesh. The devil is going to be rebuked one day after a while, but tribulation is going to come first. I just pray that you wouldn't be part of that 7 year long years of tribulation where the devil is going to be in charge. He's going to have rule. He's going to have power. He's going to have time to change laws and things. And whosoever doesn't receive a mark or the name of the beast is going to be cast out and destroyed and went straight to hell. And they won't be able to buy, sell, or trade without the mark of a beast or the number of his name. That 666, that's demonic. That's satanic. That's the devil's number. And he's trying to set it out there. People just think it's a big joke and just think everything is okay. But the word of the Lord is nigh of those that be of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. If you really want something, if you're really trying to find something in life to satisfy you, it's the word of God. It's what you hear today. It's that broken heart and contrite spirit. Nicodemus, he gave a clear illustration. God gave him very clear illustration, and he still couldn't understand it until God explained it to him. A man that was very smart, that knew the law. Nicodemus, he knew the law. He knew the law like the back of his hand. He was a smart man. He had people that he was over. But see, there's one thing he didn't understand. He said, how can I be born again? Jesus told him that. He said, you must be born again. I can't enter in my mother's womb again and be born. He said, you've been born of water already. That's your mother's womb. That's when the water breaks. But he said, you must be born of water and of the Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the something that God sent sent back when he died on the cross of Calvary. He shed his blood. He said, I won't leave you comfortless. I will not leave you alone. When I die, I'll send back a comforter to comfort your hearts and speak to you and use you and just bless you and give you strength every day if you just call out on him with that broken heart. When I was a young man at 13 years old, I was just a young man void of understanding. I was blinded by the devil. He had my mind so strong because when I heard that word of God at a young teen, the first age of a teenager, I heard the word of God. It was dealing with me. It was speaking to me. The man of God was preaching the word of God as you hear today, much stronger than me. I'm not a man like he is. I never will be, but I'm trying to aim to the higher ground. But that word of God was strong that day. It was speaking to me. It was dealing with me. I knew it was convicting my heart. I could feel the love coming from the pastor. I could feel the love of Christ dwelling richly inside of his soul because he was preaching it with power when with love. And that's exactly what I want today is power and love for soul's sake. But it was dealing with me that day. I went home and I shed a few tears. I had a few tears roll down my face, but it didn't mean anything because it wasn't coming from my heart. You see, it comes from the heart. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and the mouth confession is made toward salvation. Unto salvation. That's something you do after you get saved. You can't help but tell people about it. You can't help but just share the gospel and share what God has done. That woman at the well, God came to that well there. The woman, I think it was Laharoi, the one where Jacob's well was, and she was there with that bucket every day. She was filling that bucket with water. She was growing weary with that same old thing and the same old life that she was living. That bucket represented her life. That represented the sins. She would continue to put that water in there that represented her sin. She kept filling it up every day. She had five husbands, and God asked her that day. He was on the well. He was waiting for her. He knew she was coming. He knew she was there. He knew exactly what she needed. And that was the word of God, and that was Jesus himself, God himself in human flesh. And he spoke to her. He said, you had five husbands. You know, who's the man you're with now? And she said, he's not my husband. He's not my husband. And God said, that's true. That's true. And she said, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. And she went to that place of her home, and she told all those men what God had told to her. She knew that God, she gave her life to God at that time because she left her water pot behind. You see, that she left the sins and the old things of her life behind her. And that's what we need to do when we get saved, when we really truly become Christians, when you really have a point in your life where you call out to God with all of your heart and all your soul, when you really remember that time where God came into your heart. You really got peace and joy. You finally got first satisfaction the first time in your life. You can remember that day. Then go on and do your praying. Do your studying like this woman. She went home and she told her family. She told her friends about a man named Jesus. And that's exactly what I could not help. That day when I got saved after that 13 years old, that 7 years passed by, and I was 20 years old when I heard the word of God again. It came back again the second time. Thank God it came again. He could have cast me off. He could have put me inside and said, no, he didn't listen to me. He went the wrong way for 7 years. He could have just left me alone and said, forget him. Forget him. He didn't listen to me the first time, but he came back again the second time, and he dealt with me in a strong way. My head was heavy. I was bowed down. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know who to talk to. I didn't know how to pray. I didn't know what to say when I had the prayer. The devil tried to put a prayer in my mind. Here, say this, say that, do this, do that. But God gave me the prayer. It was coming all from my heart. It was a broken heart and that contrite spirit. Exactly what I've been stressing. Exactly what the preacher told me. And I felt it that day. I felt it when Jesus came inside my heart. It was the best thing that ever happened to me. I truly got peace and I truly got joy, and that's exactly what you need to do today to get through all the trials, all the tribulations, all the heartaches that you have to go on through in life. God can give you the strength through it all. Trust me, I know what I'm talking about. I've been on both sides. It's the best life to live. Do some praying. Really call out on God if you're not saved. If you're a Christian today, get with it. Get your praying in. Get your studying in. Put out the effort for God. Put Him first. Foremost above all things. And what the Bible said, it said, all things shall be added unto you. I believe in household salvation. I'm a part of a household salvation. My dad's saved. My two brothers are saved. I'm saved. I'm just waiting on my mother and my sister to get saved. And we'll all be saved as a household. My grandfather's been a preacher for a long time, but I see my time's about gone. May God bless you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.